Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Shane Lang in Audubon.
Yeah, good morning.
Shane is the president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and you have an event coming up next Friday, Shane, that we want to talk about. First, you have a really interesting title of this event.
Yeah, it's a vendor fair, and it's called a Taste of Bacon.
Now, who doesn't like bacon? I mean, that's a real motivator right there.
Yeah, you put bacon on anything, and it's good.
Yeah, that's right, Shane. And it is the other part of it I like because I'm into plants. It's springtime vendor fair, but the time is T-H-Y-M-E, like the plant. So we're getting into this whole spring thing, and then we got some food involved. And what could be better than that? When and where is it happening? What time and where?
It is Friday, April 17th, from 5:30 to 7:30 in the Memorial Building in Audubon. On the north side of the square there is where that is.
Sure. And 5:30 to 7:30, that's a good time. People can come right after work. They can still get another meeting in, like a lot of people have meetings in the evening. Get a little snack. From what I understand, the bacon is more appetizers, not a whole meal.
Yeah. No, you're doing the bacon theme, and it was a big hit last year, so we went with it again. It's more just finger food. You can get full if you eat enough of it, but probably not real healthy.
Okay. Well, a little will be fine, just so you don't eat bacon again like that for five more days, and you'll be okay. Now, is there a fee for this event?
Nope, it's a free will donation.
Okay. Very good. Now, I see you have a long list. I don't know if we'll have time to talk about all the vendors, but a long list of vendors. And when I look down the list, Shane, they're representatives of all kinds of businesses and organizations.
That's correct. It's a wide array of things. You know, you get the pharmacy, you get some ladies that sell clothing, baked goods, you know, antiques, and you know, heck, we even get the vet services doing some stuff. So.
Okay. And the Ace Hardware store, if you got to fix something, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there to fix in the springtime. And even Horizon Equipment. Now, I always think of them as, you know, really big equipment, but they probably have some lawn type things that would be really fitting for this. So,
yeah, they got lawn stuff, and, you know, I think they got a good clothing section out there and toys and stuff like that. So.
Okay. See, I learned something right there. So then, in addition to the vendors, people can go around, see what they have, can buy things if they want. There are some other things going on during that two-hour period. You mentioned some of those other things that are going on?
Yeah, we'll have, it looks like, four different people give up and give presentations over their business, their organization and whatnot. Elena Hansen is going to be there with the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. She'll talk about what they have going on. AMVC is going to have Dr. Lauren out there. She's a small animal vet up there. She'll give a 10-minute talk or so about, I assume, pets and whatever else. Mm-hmm. Lou LaRue is Kendra Blatt, and her sister-in-law, Jen Deist, they got it's a clothing line. I don't know much about it. It's for women, so I guess.
Well, you know what?
I guess I'll have to go there and watch the presentation.
There you go.
I'll learn a lot more.
But I did check in with her, Shane, because I'd never heard of this. LuLaRoe with NKJ, and I'm going, now what is all of this about? And as you said, it is a clothing line for women and children. And she might even have a kind of a little style show going on, have, you know, herself and her sister and some of the kids there, so you can see them not just on the rack, but see them on real people. So I'm sure that's going to be new to a number of people in the area, so that'll be a fun thing to see.
Yep, and then we got one more presentation from the Ann Miller and Kate Hargens. They are on the board with the daycare center that they're trying to start here in Audubon. So they're going to update us on their progress and anything else that you might have regarding the daycare center.
Sure. So it's a number of those presentations, it seemed to me, are really pointed toward Audubon and Audubon County. But then there are some other things there, the pets and the clothing and so on, that apply to most anybody who might be interested in that. And then there's always the bacon that everybody's interested in.
Yep, yeah. That's right.
So come and go, right? 5:30 to 7:30 to hear the presentations. There's no set time for those, as I understand.
No, and I don't know what order those presentations will go on. I'm sure they'll have them, you know, one every half hour or so.
Okay.
But
very good. And then
Barb would have a better idea at the chamber. You can call her if you want to know a better time.
Yeah, and I think she said it's kind of going to be in the order we just talked about them, unless they switch things around. But the other option that I always say, any kind of event like this, Shane, is a time to visit with people maybe you don't see very often. And so it's just a time to maybe get acquainted with some new people and talk with folks you haven't seen for a while. So it's a nice social event as well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and they might get acquainted with you. Shane, how long have you been in the Audubon area?
Well, I was actually born and raised in Audubon.
Really?
So, yep. I moved away from college for a couple years and worked up in Carroll for a couple more years. So I've been around the area for, I guess, 30 years now.
Well, if they haven't visited with you for a while, this you're going to be there at least part of the time, I'm sure.
Yep. No, I plan on being there. So.
All right. Very good. Because as president of the Chamber of Commerce, Shane Lang, as we've been visiting with, it's that's kind of part of your job, too, Shane. Let's, and we need to mention, too, tons of door prizes.
Yes, there are. About every business in town has generously given us something to hand out. So the way we usually do it, you put your name in a basket when you walk in, and we just call names out throughout the evening.
All right. Excellent. So you just never know. You might be one of those lucky, lucky people. Well, we'll come back and remind people about this in just a little bit. But I thought maybe we could talk a bit about some of the other events that the Audubon Chamber of Commerce is going to be sponsoring in months coming up.
Yep. We'll start with the garage sales. It's Saturday, May 2nd is the date. I think a lot of them start Friday evening. Seems to be that looks like they start earlier and earlier every year. So, you know, I think also the businesses in town will probably have some promotions. So, you know, check out Shopko, Ace Hardware, any of the businesses like that, because they usually do something to correlate with the garage sale with the extra people in town.
Well, it's a chance for us to, for lots of folks to get rid of some things, but then a chance for the rest of us to accumulate some things.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know.
Another person's treasure.
That's right. That's right. Are anybody in your family that's one of those shoppers?
Oh, I got a grandma that thinks everything's price of gold.
All right. Yeah. Well, they're fun. And again, a chance to visit and see what's going on. But, you know, if you can do some shopping, there's some good things there that people are cleaning out. And I always find a few things that are going, oh, yeah, and that I can put to use. I'm trying not to accumulate just something that sits around, but something I can put to use. And there's always a lot of those things. So, okay. And that's May 2nd, but probably, as you said, starting the night before. Yeah. Okay.
And then June, we have our annual flight breakfast. It'll be Saturday, June 7th is when that will be.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, there was, last year it was beautiful out, so I think there was 40 to 50 planes that flew in, and I can't remember how many people we served. Probably close to 600 we have for breakfast there. I can't remember the times. I think it goes from about 7 to noon. Roughly.
Okay, well, we'll be talking about that again, I'm sure, but people might want to get that on their calendar June 7th.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, you know, we got the Audubon County Fair is July 15th through the 19th. You know, the fair seems to be picking up a few more attractions. The hospital has a mud run, the figure eights, you know, obviously the livestock shows, but it seems to be grown a little bit over the last couple of years, which is good to see.
You bet. And it's almost unbelievable. We're talking about county fairs, but time flies by so fast. Again, I know people are asking for those dates, so that's good to hear.
Yep. And then, of course, we've got our annual T-Bone Days, which is always the first weekend in August. So we've the Chamber and the T-Bone Committee started planning for T-Bone Days here last month at our meeting. So that'll sneak up on us before we know it.
You bet. And there's a number of days that are involved. It's not like just one day. You have a whole series of events to plan for there.
Yep.
So, and it seems like a number of organizations kind of attach to that and do some special things. So it's a really big event.
Oh. Yep, it takes a lot of people to make it go off.
You bet. Let's remind people, Shane, about this event next Friday.
Yep, the spring theme with a taste of bacon. It's just a bunch of businesses in town are going to have booths where they'll be selling stuff and doing demonstrations, and you can come by, sample bacon products, and also win some door prizes from the businesses in town.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Shane Lang, for visiting with us, president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. And until next time, here's a thought. Don't audit life. Show up and make the most of it.